Blog Talk Radio.
A new
direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Oh, Habrá alguien que pueda adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en fe en este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Siempre estás obrando. Siempre estás, déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Siempre estás obrando.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Praise God that we can come together and to focus on the Lord and enjoy our time together. Praise God. Welcome to the Lord's hour, everyone by phone and by the chat room and by Skype and Facebook. We thank God for everybody that comes. Praise God. And right now, it's Sis Connie. Bless you, sister. I know that Sis Jeanette's not going to be here tonight. It's her husband's birthday, so we say happy birthday to David, and that she is preparing him a great birthday dinner, and she prayed, and the Lord said that she could have the time off. So it's me and the Lord, guided by the Holy Spirit, doing this tonight, praise God, as God leads. Well, I hope y'all have had a good week and day, and we go into the weekend ahead. I'm very grateful that we can come together and focus on the Lord and His Word. This week, it has been really a place that we needed to be there for others and to see God move and see God rise somebody almost pretty well, almost from death, that he was supposed to be, according to doctors, but the Lord said, no, he's going to be alive because God has a plan for him, and that the Lord made a way. He had congestive heart failure. They care flighted him. We prayed, intervened. He was out within about a week, and we went up there to take him to give a ride. They didn't have a way to get home. So we went to, me and Sister Brenda went to give him a ride to go. And then was another day. Then he had another episode. The enemy tried to come against him. And they care flight him this time in a helicopter. And brothers and sisters, as we got the word, we started praying. And all glory to Jesus, how powerful he is. And that when he landed, he was fine. He was not in stress. He wasn't in a place of heart stopping or anything. He was healthy and strong as God made a way. So our prayers do matter, and that God is able. He's greater. It don't matter what doctors, what their word is. It matters what God has the final word. So we thank God for Brother Tim, and we pray for Brother Tim and Sandra and their children, and to continue that he'll be strengthened and renewed because God has touched him. And that's the main thing this week. We've been involved in that mainly. And getting focused, and the Lord put on my heart to bring back this message. It's a revelation from him for such a time. I do believe to encourage people that, you get so many people out there say, well, it's going to happen this time. Only it's in God's hands. It's all in God's hands, but we are in the times and seasons for sure. Shalom there, Sis Erica. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, Sis. Bless you. So there is the time. We're in God's time. We're in the time that the Lord's coming for soon. By when you hear this word from him and what he's saying to us, how important it is to believe and trust in Jesus more than ever. It's very important because that's what brings salvation in general life. Well, glory to God. Another wonderful day. We've been having cooler temperatures here. I know others have been having some fall weather too. And some people I know have been having a lot of rain and a lot of things that are happening. It's just unbelievable as you see all these kind of things happening, why we need to be praying so much. A lot of spiritual warfare that we need to learn and understand the authority of Christ's name in our life, and coming against anything that is of this world and the fallen one, when it tries to mess with your children, mess with your family, mess with your brothers and sisters in Christ, it's time to stand up in the name of Jesus. And understand, you do not face this alone. The victorious one is with us. He's the one who empowers us and gives us strength and faith to live and move on. Glory to God. Another day the Lord has given us. Amen. Well, we're going to start it make it a little bit short here and get right at it because I have much to share from the Lord. Father, we thank you and praise you for this night. We pray that we come together in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you do bring blessing and favor over Sister Jeanette and her family as they are coming together to celebrate her husband's birthday. And they'll have a good time and some time of rest. And we'll see you next week, Lord willing. Could be we see you up in heaven with you. Praise God. But anyway, Lord, we're very grateful tonight and that you watch over and protect us with your mighty angels, with the power and authority of your name, and with the power and authority of your shed blood, and the power and authority of the mighty Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you bring your word alive in our lives and all that here, because your word does not come back void. Lord, we're grateful for what you're teaching us and your guidance and showing us how important it is to be family, to be community, and to help one another. And that's what you really meant by church, is to be there, be in the community, sharing the gospel, sharing light in the different ways that you have made, Lord, prepared for us. And Lord, this is one of them, and that we can be still and know that you're God and rest in you and hear what you're saying to us, your church, your bride, and your children. Lord, we thank you and praise you that you watch over us and that you protect the computers and phones and the connections. And Lord, against the principalities and powers of the air, that you're greater and more powerful. We thank you, Lord, for your love most of all. Love conquers all. Love conquers all that we had no way of doing. Very grateful that you did for us and all who call upon your name from their heart. Lord, we thank you for everything, and we praise you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, praise God. Well, the first song, just like I'm talking about, there's a lot of spiritual warfare. And we need to understand that we do not face it alone. The Lord never intended us to. If you try to stand up to the enemy or the principalities and powers in your own self, they'll run over you like a freight train. The only thing why we can stand against them and their works and their fiery darts and what they bring against us and people that are controlled by them is his name, the name of Jesus, the glorious and mighty one. All power and authority is given to him in heaven and earth. So they have to obey as they are servants, created beings of God. They have no choice. They have to obey the Lord in the place that he given the power and authority of his name in our lives. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 10 and 11. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Draw your strength from him and be empowered through your union with him. That's how it happens. And in the power of his boundless might, put on the full armor of God, for his precepts are like that splendid armor of heavily armed soldier. His precepts, you put on the Lord Jesus. He says another place Paul does. The living word of God. All power and authority is greater than any weapons of the enemy, any weapons of men, so that you may be able to successfully stand against all the schemes, all the strategy and the deceit of the devil. So that's how we do it. And we do it in the name of Jesus, and the battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. Battle belongs to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
All I see is the battle. You see my victory. When all I see is mountains, you see the mountains move. As I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing to fear now, for I'm safe with you. Amen. That's what we fight. So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. In every fear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And if you are for me,
Who can be against me? Amen. Lord Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. Amen. When all I see are the ashes, you see the beauty. Amen. See you, God. When all I see is a cross, God, you see the empty tomb. Totally complete. It is finished. Hallelujah. When I fight, I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. And every fear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Amen. Glory. Oh, mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. And oh, mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Oh, mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Amen. Amen. So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Whenever fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Amen. Amen. And then into believing and trusting, we are to abide in our Lord. Daily. Thank you, Lord. A relationship. That we enjoy our time with him. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Focus on him. Know that we have a relationship. Close, intimate. My waking breath, or my daily bread, I depend on you. I depend on you for the sun to rise, or my sleep at night. I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and life. You're the well that never runs dry. I am the branch, and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Amen. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit leads, as I'm following, I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you.
the victory still in front of me. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and life. You're the well that never runs dry. I'm the branch and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Be my strength, my song in the night. Be all my treasure, my thither, my prize. I am yours, forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Christ we have. When I pass through death, as I enter rest, I depend on you. I depend on you for eternal life, to be raised with Christ. I depend on you. Amen, Lord. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and life. You're the well that never runs dry. I'm the branch and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach to abide. Be my strength, my song in the night. Be all my treasure, pleasure my pride. I am yours, forever you're mine. Teach me close and teach me to abide. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Teach us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Here I am, Lord, teach me to abide. Teach me, teach me.
Yes, Lord, we do. We do.
I depend on you. I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. I depend on you. I depend on you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. You know that one verse there, he talks about we pass from the door of death to enter my rest. You know by faith that's happened. We're alive. We have eternal life already.
And then this next song, of course, is a song that the Lord put on Sister Jeanette's heart, and that we are to sing it until the Lord comes. Just like the Israelites, that they would sing, talking about being delivered. My deliverer is coming. My deliverer is on his way. And that we say, even so, come, Lord Jesus, quickly. But yes, we have already been brought from death to life. The one that truly matters is eternal. And he's victorious over anything that if anyone has. In the word of God, it's called asleep. Because God is greater than death. Jesus is the resurrection and life. He is the life giver. Thank God. We believe and trust him. And he lives within us. In his heart, in his inner man. And he brings us alive. Praise his name. So as we sing this and pray this, even so come, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, help Sister Connie, Lord. Make a way that she's able to stay in the chat room in Jesus' name. Make a way. Thank you, Lord.
All of creation, all of the earth, make a highway, path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
Call back the sinner, wake up the saint, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for her King, we sing, even so come. Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Even so come. Lord Jesus, come.
Thank you, Lord.
There will be justice. All will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true.
Amen, Lord.
Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, even so come. Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Even so come. Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. God, we wait. You're coming soon. So we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for her groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
even so, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen. Praise God. Good to see you back, Sis Connie. As you go through that trial, we stand up, and as we learn about the authority of Jesus' name, we watch the Lord move. Hallelujah. He wants to be the ambassadors he's called us, that we declare his name, that we declare his kingdom. The kingdom of God has come to the Lord's hour, praise God. When I was younger and my kids were younger, that's what they would do and pray. When they was interceding, they call it the 40-40 window, the main place where people were being persecuted. But God would put on my kids' heart, little kids' heart, who to pray for. And they would say, like India. And they would say, we declare the kingdom of God is coming to India in Jesus' name. And they would do that each night as we would have a Bible study or devotion. We declare that the kingdom of God would be over the Lord's hour, be over our lives. Praise God, and it is, because we're believers. But when we declare that, that would be when the Holy Spirit and our Lord Jesus would be interceding for those people. I really believe it, because he said, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Because we're part of this, brothers and sisters. We need to understand that. And many believers need to know this. This is what being called. It's like it said, the battle. The battle is on our knees. The battle is when we pray. The Lord is the victorious one. The Lord is one who stands up to the enemy. It'd be like us flapping our lips or swinging our arms at nothing without who we are in Christ. I guarantee it, because there is the testimony in the Word in Acts, where there was these religious sons of a Pharisee, and they thought they could stand up against demons that were in his man. And they said, we come against you in the name that Paul and Silas proclaimed. And the demons looked at them, or the man that was demon-possessed, and, of course, the demon inside him, and looked at them and said, that name, Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. But we don't know you. And they ran all over them, beat them up and stripped them naked, running out. Because as a person, you cannot stand against evil wickedness in yourself. They'll flat run over you because that's how strong they are. But God is all power, and he has victory, and they're defeated through him. So that's why we declare the name of Jesus when we're asking for the Lord to intervene. And we depend on him like Abide. We depend upon him. We depend upon him, and we need him every day and every night. And that tonight is a word of encouragement that he's still coming. It'll be his perfect way in time. It'll be God's perfect way in time, but we are in the times and seasons of his return. So be not discouraged when you hear this powerful revelation the Lord gave me in 2018, but he wants it spoken again tonight. Spoken again tonight, because it's even more real. Because we're down the road a little further, right? All right, well, praise God. Let's get to it. Since Connie made it back in, I hope the best. I don't know where Brother Andrew is tonight. He must have something going on. Sister Jeanette, I told you. Others, but everybody's welcome. And that was two or three gathered together in the Lord's name. He shows up. Hallelujah. And that we would sit at Jesus' feet and hear what our Savior is saying to us. He's saying to all his created children in this revelation, but he speaks to us special too. You'll know how much you're loved when you hear his words. It's absolutely amazing and humbling, but praise his name. All right. The message tonight is believe and trust in Jesus more than ever for such a time as this. We need to, and we should be, as our relationship grows. Who we are in Christ. Shalom, brothers, sisters, and family of God, grace, mercy, and peace, and love from our Heavenly Father, who loves you more than you can think or say. from our Savior and our Lord Jesus and the mighty Holy Spirit who keeps us believing and trusting him. Amen? Well, brothers and sisters, in the faith, the ones who follow the way, the Lord Jesus said this to me as I asked what message he has for his church and his bride in the hour and the time we live right now, 2022. He said it in 2018, but he's speaking it again now because we're still in this time. This is what he said to me and to all of you, brothers and sisters, to all who have eyes to see and ears to hear spiritually. Hear him now as he pours out his revelation, preparing us for his coming. Preparing us for his coming. That means we're closer. Amen? He said, all of you need to believe and trust me now. Do not trust man or man ideas. You have to trust me. Even more than when you first believe, to be able to be alert, awake for this time of my glorious coming. My glorious coming for you. My sons and daughters, for you, my bride, who are adorned with my love and my righteousness, you are beautiful in my eyes, my beloved bride. Do not listen to the lies of the enemy or this world or even the hypocritical religious crowd. Your beauty is my salvation, that you believe I have given you for all eternity. You see, my children, I did not come to live and die for a temporal salvation in this life now. I came to save you for all eternity. For what I do is real and everlasting. What you have to do, your part, is believe and trust me more than ever. Hear me, my children, all my created children. The time of this world and this life is almost over. The time of the church and my bride is almost over. The time for my wrath and judgment is upon this world. Just as my son Buddy pointed out, as the Holy Spirit gave him wisdom and knowledge, that this comes upon the whole world like it did for Israel and Jerusalem, because they did not recognize their visitation. When I came to live and to witness the truth and to die for all of their sin and the whole world too, to raise to new life from the grave, to conquer all your mortal enemies, it is finished, as I cried out, with a great relief and victory over your sin and rebellion, as I poured out my blood and life to satisfy what is required of my Father, that to cover sin and be redeemed of sin, blood is required. My blood, my children, only my blood. So now, the kingdom of God has been at hand for over 2,000 years now. The visitation of the Holy Spirit has been available for all of my created children to know and receive the truth of my salvation for each of you. So with your life now, as we approach the tribulation, the time of my wrath and judgment for all who reject me and what I have done for you, there is still time, but it is running out quickly to make this eternal decision. You have to come to me now, all weary of religious and worldly ways that bring pain and heartache. You will have heartache until I give you a new heart, until you are born again. The first step you have to take is believe in me with all your heart that I died for you on that cross and that I have washed away all your sins with my blood, and trust me to forgive you of all your sin, and repent and turn to me and turn away from this lost, dying world corruptible by man in sin. Come out of her, my children, the harlot of this world. Religion, man-made ways to salvation. I am the Savior, no other. Come to me and not man. Be not deceived. I have told you, for I knew what you would face. Press in to my word and let my Holy Spirit lead you and guide you as you finish this journey to heaven and eternal life. For such a time as this, you have to believe, and let me say again, believe in me with all your heart, mind, and soul. Trust me with your life. Trust me to bring you home. Trust me because I love each of you so much that I gave all I could give so you could be saved, redeemed, reconciled to your God and Father. You have been given a garment of salvation and a robe of righteousness. As you believe in me, I covered your once nakedness of your sin in flesh. You have been given salvation and life. So rejoice and be thankful as you live and serve me now. I love you, my beloved. As much as you long to be with me, I long even more for all of you who truly love me, believe in me, and trust me as our relationship has grown and matured. Be encouraged. You can make it. There is many, a great cloud of witnesses who have gone ahead of you, who are rooting you on, cheering as you live and serve me now. Look to me, my children, the author and finisher of your faith. You cannot save yourself. Religion can't save you. The world leaders can't save you. Only the great I am can save you. The one who was, who is, and is to come. I am the only way to my Father in our glorious kingdom that I have been preparing for you for such a time as this. So rejoice. Be excited, my church and bride. The day you have been longing for is upon you. Keep looking up. Keep watching and praying. I will be there. As when I left my disciples and the two in white said, this same Jesus will come in like manner again for you, children. All my sons and daughters who love me, believe in me, and trust me in their life now. I will never leave you or forsake you. My Spirit lives in you now. You are blessed of the Lord. As the world and lost see this in you, they will be thinking and saying, how can he or she be calm and content? Where does this peace they have comes from when chaos is upon us, when destruction and death is all around us, as the world spins out of control and falls apart? How can they sleep at night and have peace in their soul? Then you will be able to tell them the time you have left, that is because of Jesus Christ, our Savior, Lord, and the Prince of True Peace. Amen forever. You're coming, King Jesus. Well, glory to God in the highest as he speaks to us. You see, all listening tonight and in the archive, our God and our Savior is alive and well. He is a risen, glorious King and Savior. The one he loves. The ones who have personal relationship with him. And those who believe and trust him in their lives. Amen. He still loves all his created children as we are still here. He is easy to find, but a time is coming very soon when he takes us home and the final judgment comes. Then it will not be so easy to find your Savior and Lord. It will cost you your life. What you can have now and not face this time coming. All you have to do with your free will is to believe and trust in Jesus. As so many have and are every day as you see the world spinning out of control and falling apart. Amen. So the scripture references for this word, Isaiah 61 verse 10. Isaiah 61 verse 10 says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God. For he has clothed me with what? The garments of salvation. His revelation confirmed by his word. He has covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom put on a turban, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. All of you who believe and trust and love Jesus, this is for you. As the prophet Isaiah knew in his heart, we do too. You, beloved of the Lord, the bride who has made herself ready, trusting Jesus to complete his work in our lives. Amen. The author and finisher, that's Christ. Acts 2, 17 through 20. And it shall be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind. Everybody will know the presence of the Lord somewhere in their life before their last breath. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see divinely prompt vision, and your old man shall dream divinely prompt dreams. Even my bond servants, both men and women, I will in those days pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will bring about wonders in the sky above and signs attesting miracles on the earth below, blood, fire, and smoking vapor. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. Look around you, all listening tonight and in the archives. How can you deny this? It is happening just as the word of God said it would happen. God's word is truth, and it will not come back void. So this is happening so you, his created children, can wake up out of your slumber and be raised from the dead, from your simple dead flesh. Even as you walk and breathe, you're not truly alive without being born again by the Spirit of the living God. You have to receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord and ask him to forgive you of your sins now before it's truly too late. You need to repent and come to the eternal life through Jesus Christ before your sinful life leads you to the second death for all eternity. God have mercy. As you live now, this is just a vapor. As you breathe now, could be your last. The question I ask you, as the Holy Spirit asks you, are you ready to face a Savior you rejected or accepted? I pray it is that you have accepted him for eternal life and not the second death and judgment for all eternity. God have mercy. We pray. It will be too late, and no mercy will be shown there. Matthew 22, 11 through 14. But when the king came to see the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not dressed appropriately in wedding clothes. And he said, friend, how'd you come in here without wearing the wedding clothes that were provided for you? And the man was speechless without excuse. Then the king said to the attendant, tie him hand and foot and throw him into darkness outside, in that place where there'll be weeping over sorrow and pain and grinding of teeth over distress and anger. For many are called. What does called mean? Invited. All are invited. Summoned. But few are chosen. Who heeds the call? Who's there for the Lord when he asks me? Be sure you have on your wedding garment. Provided by our Savior and the bridegroom, Jesus. Amen. And the last reference for this word, Matthew 22, 37 through 40. And Jesus replied to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And this is the first and the greatest commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That is, unselfishly seek the best or higher good for others. The whole law and the writings of the prophets depend on these two. Believe and trust in Jesus more than ever. Amen. As always, you discern and pray. Ask the Lord, is this word and revelation from him? I am just a humble servant and a vessel for his glory, and to be used by him as he sees fit at such an urgent time as we live in the times and seasons of his return. Let us take heed, believe it, and apply it to our lives now. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. The Lord brings a word that is needed. Right on time word for such a time as this. Amen. So let's look what the Lord wants us to show us and teach us tonight. The definition of believe. To have the confidence or faith in the truth. Now that's right to the point. Amen. That is what the Lord asks each of us. For such a time as this, that we do this. Now by his word, as the Holy Spirit leads. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 27, verse 13. I would have despaired had I not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This is what's happening to those in the world. They are in fear and despair, trying to find hope and peace through all the devil in the world offers. All these things will lead to destruction of your body, your soul, and hell. Religion, drugs, lust, rebellion, all will destroy you and damn your soul to hell. Only believing in Jesus and trusting him in your life will you have love, joy, peace, and hope. Amen? Psalm 34, verse 9. Oh, reverently fear the Lord, not shaking your fist at him. You, his saints, believers, holy one, for to those who fear him, there is no want. He fulfills us. You truly have no want, for your soul is satisfied with salvation and eternal life. You are reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, your Savior, and Lord, all who believe. Amen? Psalm 97, verse 10. You who love the Lord hate evil. He protects the souls of his godly ones, believers. He rescues them from the hand of the wicked. Oh, praise God. He has done this and will continue to do this, we who believe. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 66. I tell you, it was a wonderful study at John, my other, my YouTube channel, of Psalm 119 and what it all means, and that it's all based on the Hebraic alphabet and what the different sections of 119 mean by those different letters. It's amazing. And how powerful that word and lesson was. Teach me good judgment, discernment. Amen. Yes, we need that. And knowledge. For I have believed and trusted and relied on your commandments. Amen. Relied on his word. Relied on the living word of God is Jesus. We are to believe his word too. All of his word. Not just what we want to believe, but believe all of it. For he does not tell lies and deceive any. For he is all truth and love and does not lie. It is impossible for God to lie to us. Amen? Psalm 149, verse 1. Israel invoked to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. And praise him in the congregation of his godly ones, believers. Amen. We are to worship and praise them, all of us who believe in him in our lives. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You see a common theme here. Anybody say it's not about believing? They don't know God's word. They say it's not about trusting. They don't know the truth. It's all through God's word, Old Testament and New Testament. Proverbs 2, verse 8. He guards the path of the justice. He guards the path of justice, and he preserves the way of his saints, believers. What should be our way? The will and purpose of the Father. Who is the way? Our Savior, Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. No one comes before him. Nobody can come to heaven but through Christ. Oh, glory to God. He keeps all of his promises. Believe him. What he promises, all that believe in him, he will keep them. Amen? That's his promise. Isaiah 43, verse 10. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no little g God formed, and there will be none after me. God's going to clean house. There ain't not going to be nothing left of these pagan gods and statues and religion. It's all going to be destroyed and burned up. All going to be thrown into the lake of fire. Glory to the Lord, for he is worthy. This is for us, brothers and sisters, servants of the Lord. This is the command to us, as it was for the prophet Isaiah. Amen? Glory to God. There is no other little g God now. Or will be. He is a God and there is no other. He is God and there is no other. Amen. Isaiah 53, verse 1, the suffering servant. Who has believed, confidently trusted in, relied on, and adhered to our message of salvation? And to whom, if it's not us, has the arm and infinite power of the Lord been revealed? Thank you, Lord. The suffering servant, talking about arms, talking about the message, the infinite power of the Lord. Only through the servant, this chapter prophesies about Yeshua, Jesus, the Son of the living God. Only him. The one who suffered for my sin and yours, all of his created children, all born man, woman, and child. Amen. Glory to his glorious name, Yeshua Jesus Christ. Amen. Believe and trust Jesus more than ever. Your eternal life depends on it. Depends on him, upon it. Amen. Three examples of believing in Jesus from the Word of God, all the same chapter. Matthew 9, 1 through 8, the paralytic healed. And Jesus, getting into a boat, crossed over the sea and came to Capernaum, his own city. They brought to him a man who was paralyzed, lying on a stretcher. Seeing their active faith, springing from the confidence in him, Jesus said to the paralytic, do not be afraid, son. Your sins are forgiven. The penalty is paid, the guilt removed, and you're declared to be in right standing with God. Isn't that amazing? The Lord's declaring this even before he's gone to the cross. How powerful is he? That it's going to happen. Nobody's going to stop it. Nobody's going to stop him from accomplishing what God the Father sent him here to do. And some of the scribes said to themselves, this man blasphemes. This man blasphemes by claiming the right and prerogatives of God. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, see, they're not saying this out loud. They're thinking this. But God knows our thoughts. He knows our heart. Said, why do you think evil in your hearts? Can you imagine that? Probably blown them away that he knew what they were thinking. Both are possible for God. Both are impossible for man. Boom. There's an end if you think about what man is supposed to do. God is the one who forgives sins and makes it happen. But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority and power on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the paralytic, get up, pick up your stretcher, and go home. Because in that culture, they thought when people got sick or they were paralytic or blind, it was punishment for their so-called, for their sinful life. And the Lord was showing that he is greater than what was happening to the people, not because this, well, it is because of the nature of sin and the curse of it, but what the enemy brings on people too. He was greater. He was the Savior. He was the rescuer. He was the deliverer. He came to give the life that God intended for each of us. And he got up and went home, healed and forgiven. And when the crowd saw this, they were awestruck. I bet they were. And I've seen too many religious leaders, Pharisees, whatever, do this. And glorified God and praised him who had given such authority and power to men. So there you are. God, I mean, Christ identifying as man and God, who he had to be. Wow. So powerful. As Jesus sees the faith and belief in him, not only does he heal this man, but forgives him of his sin. You see, when you believe and trust in Jesus, not only can he forgive you of your sins, but things from the sinful life that inflict you, he heals. We are not told if this being paralytic was from this man, man's sin in his life. But Jesus, who knows our hearts, says your sins are forgiven first. By this man's belief in faith, he is forgiven of his sins and healed. Because Jesus has all authority over sickness, over afflictions, and even death. We, in the time we have been so programmed to trust men, to trust doctors, or the things that make you heal you, drugs and meds, more than Jesus, many of you are sick because you trust man more than your Savior and your God. I know this is a tough word, going against all that has been told to us by this world. Well, maybe you think twice. Be trusting and believing a system that is being stained by sin and trust the one who came and saved you, forgave you, and healed you. Amen? Always go to Jesus before you go to a doctor or anyone else. Pray. Have faith like this man, springing with confidence, and answer the question. Do you believe that Jesus can do this for you? You have to. The only way for this to happen to you too. Amen? It is by faith that we live, not by sight. The next one is Matthew 9, 9-13. Matthew called. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting in the tax collector's booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." Remember, this is God. This is what he's declaring, inviting. "Follow me. As my disciple, accepted me as your master and teacher in walking the same path of life that I walk. That we are supposed to follow the path the Lord made a way already. And Matthew got up and followed him." Just dropped everything. Got up and followed him. "Many are chosen." This one that was chosen responded. "All are invited." "Then as Jesus was reclining at the table in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners, including non-observant Jews, came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, 'Why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners?' But when Jesus heard this, he said, 'Those who are healthy have no need for a physician, but only those who are sick. Go and learn what the scripture means. I desire compassion for those in distress and not animal sacrifice. For I did not come to call to repentance the self-proclaimed righteous who see no need of change." That's a bad place to be. "But sinners, those who recognize their sin and actively seek forgiveness. Jesus comes to this man, Matthew, whose life is about collecting taxes and cheating people because of greed. When he comes face to face with Jesus, his path of life is changed forever. He believes and does what Jesus commands him to do. Repent. Those who recognize their sin and actively seek forgiveness." Amen. The last example. And hear the question from Jesus and the answer from these men. Matthew 9:27-31. "As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, screaming loudly," they're smart, "'Have mercy and compassion on us, Son of David, Messiah.'" They're blind, and they still recognize who this man is. How? Because it's not about your just physical eyes and ears. It's about your spiritual self. "When he went into the house, the blind men came up to him, and Jesus said to them," this is what he says to them, "'Do you believe with a deep abiding trust that I'm able to do this?' They said to him, 'Yes, Lord.' Then he touched their eyes, saying, 'According to your faith, your trust, in confidence in my power and my ability to heal, not man, not man's ways, my power, my ability to heal, it will be done to you.' And their eyes were open. And Jesus sternly warned them, 'See that no one knows this.' But they went out and spread the news about him throughout all the whole district." They just couldn't stay quiet. This is what Jesus is saying to all of us now. Let us take heed with this kind of belief. Jesus said to them, "Do you believe with a deep abiding trust that I am able to do this?" Their answer, they said to him, "Yes, Lord." Amen. We too, brothers and sisters, every day of our life now, that we see or hear the truth, that we believe the truth, apply it to our lives now in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a word of warning to all those who try to lead people to God with their ways and ideas and not his true way through Jesus Christ. Take heed, I pray. Matthew 18, verse 1. Excuse me, 18, verse 6. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble and sin by leading him or her away from my teaching, it would be better for him or her to have a millstone as large as one turned by a donkey hung around his neck and be drowned in the depth of the sea. God have mercy on your soul. I pray you repent, anyone out there that's doing this. Amen. Matthew 18, verse 19. Again, I say to you that if two believers on earth agree, that is, are of one mind in harmony about anything that you ask within the will of God, there's the key, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. This is why we pray and ask for prayer. Amen? We who believe. Matthew 28, verse 19. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. Help the people to learn of me. Believe in me and obey my words. Baptize on them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is our mission, we as believers in Jesus. This is what you have to do. All living and breathing now, to be saved and have eternal life. Amen? Get a drink here. John 1, verse 12. But as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God. You see this, what you receive through to believe in Christ. You have given the right standing with God, the authority in the name of Jesus and by his shed blood, your testimony, the privilege that you have come from being a sinner to being a saint, chosen of the Lord, life changed, and you have all the privileges of being a son and daughter, joint heirs with Christ. Absolutely amazing. To become children of God, that is to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name, name above all names, all power and authority. The one we have, the one we believe in, the one we trust, the one we depend on. Who can become a true child of God? That is to those who believe in, adhere to, trust him, rely on his name. What name? The name above all names. Jesus Christ, amen. John 2, verse 23. Now, when he was in Jerusalem, at the Passover feast, many believed in his name, identifying themselves with him after seeing his signs, attesting miracles, which he was doing. Jesus is still alive and well and is still performing these signs and miracles. It is his very nature. This should be part of our lives too. All you have to do is believe. Amen? John 3, verse 15. So that whoever believes will in him have eternal life. Will in him. After physical death, and will actually live forever. So really, physical death is like a door. Going out of this old dead, corrupt world and coming into the presence of the Lord. Isn't that amazing? But it's not a place that any of us really want to bring that on. Because God is the God of life, and you want to live it as long as you can to the fullest. It's not a place that, oh, I want to end my life to be with the Lord. No. You don't even think that way. Because we have the God of life, and we have life within us. And our life is in his hands. And it could be that we've been raised up such time to see the Lord come. Not even experience physical death. Praise his name. Thank God for all this, for this all who believe in Jesus. Amen. Here is the heart of God in this one scripture. And this is for all his created children, every man, woman, and child that has been created by him. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world. Greatly loved and dearly prized. You see, how much, how special we are as a church, but even the lost, the ones he wants to come, the world, that he even gave his one and only begotten son. He gave all what was lovable and dear and precious to him, so that whoever, wherever you're at in your life, whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish, but have eternal life. That word perish means dead forever. Now, I'm not talking about physical and putting dirt over you or burn you up in some oven or something and leave you ashes. I'm talking about the real you, the spirit part that God's made all of us, eternal beings. Either the eternal life or just the eternal, wicked, lost existence and be punished for it forever. I mean, this is like the Satan and the fallen angels. That's why you'll go that place and you don't come to Jesus. Actually, people say, well, how can God, the loving God, condemn? Well, you're really bringing it on yourself. He's gave you free will to choose what he says the way it has to be. Or you choose your own way or the devil's way. God of mercy. All living and breathing right now in this world, right now, we focus on this time right now. You can have this now. What you have to do is believe. The first step to your new life, eternal life through Jesus Christ, is to believe. And that means a deep abiding to believe and trust and embrace and know your Savior lost and you need a Savior. And Jesus is the Savior, the Son of God. But God has said, and by God's actions through his Son, he backs up his word. Here, Jesus makes it clear. You need to do this in the state you are in without Jesus. Take heed to him before it is too late for all eternity. Now listen to what he says. Understand the mess you're in without Christ. There's no way out but by his life and blood and to believe in him. John 3:18. And he goes over this over and again to make sure people understand what he's saying, because it's a matter of eternal life or death, period. Whoever believes and has decided to trust in him as personal Savior and Lord is not judged. For this one, there is no judgment. Boom. There's the end. You'll never face God's judgment. You won't face it in this world, and you won't face it in eternity. Praise God. By the word of the Lord. What else? No rejection. God will never reject you. No condemnation. There is no condemnation to those that are in Christ. who live by the Spirit and not live by the flesh. And that's what he says about believers. Very, very short and right to the point. But praise God, what great truths. Now he moves to the ones who don't. It always seems a little longer. But to the one who does not believe and has decided to reject him as personal Savior and Lord is judged already. We're judged because of this corruptible nature called sin, and the curse of it is a forever thing except the eternal one who makes you alive in him. That one has been convicted and sentenced by the truth of the word we see. Because he is not, listen why, because he or she has not believed and trusted in the name of the one and only begotten Son of God, the one who's truly unique, the only one of his kind, one Savior, one way, the one who alone can save him or her, not many ways, as many religious people say, or that everybody's coming in. No, only through Christ. All I can say, make this wise choice as you now hear or see the truth. Believe it and apply it to your life for all eternity. Amen? How important is believing? We have just seen a few references. In this book alone, the book of John, there is 93 references, and in the entire word of God, 933 references. So it is very important to God that you know this. Amen. John 11, verse 25. The words of our Savior, the Son of the living God, Yeshua Jesus. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, hallelujah. That means victory over death. Whoever believes in, adheres to, trusts in, and relies on me as Savior will live even if he dies. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Talking about if he dies physically. If you die spiritually, as you die physically without Christ, there's no coming back. That's why we want people to know the truth, and they'll hear it. There'll be no excuses. As Paul announced in Greece, in Athens, there's no ignorance no more. The truth has been shared. Through the Son of God in these last days, the Father has said. And it has. Everyone that God created. And in John 11:26. And everyone who lives and believe in me as Savior will never die. That means spiritually. That means not facing the second death. That means glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus type of moment. Doesn't matter what people say. What matters what God says, and he has the final word. And our lives are in his loving hands, as Jesus said in John 10:10, praise God. And then when he says all this, what does he say to Mary and Martha? Do you believe this? The Lord's always asking heart questions. Not hard, but heart questions. Now hear this clear. This is not a one-time decision. And go on your merry way as some so-called pastors or priests are preaching. This is a lie from the pit of hell, from religion of man. Look what Jesus says. Everyone who lives a lifestyle, a way of life, not a footnote, but a life in relationship with Jesus personally. Please understand this and believe this and start living for him and not some man or woman or religion, but Jesus, your true Savior and Lord. Amen? Glory to his name. John 20, verse 31. But these have been written so that you may what? Believe. What kind of belief? What is faith? With a deep abiding trust that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed, the Son of God. And that by believing and trusting in and relying on him, you may have life in his name. The only way people can be saved is by the name of Jesus in the shed blood at the cross. Hallelujah. The total sum of this book was written and all others of the Word of God, that because of God's true love for you, he wants you to repent and believe in him and not your flesh and this world anymore. This will fail you. They will fail you. But Jesus will not. Amen? Understand and remember that Jesus will not. Now we will move on to trust. As we first believe in our life, we are to move on to trust. Amen. As you grow, as your relationship grows, it brings trust. Just like in relationships of family, relationships of husband and wife, it should be. Definition of trust. But this, you can. Him, the Lord, you can. Now others, they can fail you because none of us are perfect. But we understand that about ourselves. With him, you can trust. He'll never fail you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And that's very encouraging words. And whenever you go through what you go through, and know you're not alone. He's with us. He's not going to abandon us. Definition of trust. Reliance on the integrity, strength, ability, surety of a person confident. That'll be all. Another five, all talking about God's grace. Given to us, God's grace, blessing and favor by our belief in Christ, God's amazing grace. You see, trusting in Jesus comes from a relationship you have with him. That we have to trust that we have trust and confidence in him and his word empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Let's look and learn about this as the Holy Spirit leads us. Amen? Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. One of the first section of scripture I learned and apply to my life. As I used to go to work, I would speak this scripture as I was driving to work, and others too that the Lord gave me as a start today. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in, rely on confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. That just gets us in trouble. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him. And he will make what? Your path, your life, straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Amen. Myself, as I start each day driving to work, I speak this and pray this. I truly believe this and hope. I apply it to my life each day. This comes from trust in Jesus, that he will do what he says he will do. Amen? Oh, one more thing. You can't do this or anything else for God and trust him half-heartedly, but with all your heart. This is very important. Amen? Now we move to the New Testament. As we are in the church age, that we focus on the trust we need now in these days. Amen. Matthew 4, verse 22. Immediately they left the boat and their father, and they followed him, becoming his disciples, believing and trusting in him and following his example. These old rugged fishermen, not all prideful and pious and all dressed up pretty and everything else, but this rugged old fisherman, believing and trusting in him goes hand in hand. This trust will grow and mature as you walk in your life with Jesus. Follow his example. Amen. Matthew 9, verse 22. But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, thank you, Lord. Take courage, daughter. You know you're in good shape when he calls you son or daughter. Your personal trust and confident faith in me has made you well. And at that, at once, the woman was completely healed. No doctor bills, not a bunch of drugs, completely healed. He can still do that today, too. Know that for sure. For sure. This is what Jesus is saying to all of you. All lost, hurting, sick, blind, and deaf. You have to have a personal trust and confident faith in him from all your heart. Amen. Matthew 11, verse 6. And blessed, joyfully favored by God is he who does not take offense at me, accepting me as the Messiah and trusting confidently in my message of salvation. My message of salvation. And we have men and women trying to take it away. And their way leads down the road of destruction and hell. Jesus is the only one. Let me ask you a question, all listening tonight in the archive. Are you accepting and trusting confidently in his message of salvation? You have to. Before you take your last breath in this life, or you will not be saved, but lost forever in hell, the lake of fire, God have mercy. Come to Jesus. Believe in him. Trust him to save you from this destiny for you. He will take you off the road to hell. Who wants to be on that road? It's probably hot with fire. And put you on the path of life, eternal life. Amen. Mark 1, verse 15. In saying the appointed period of this of time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking. Regret past sins. Live your life in a way that proves repentance. Seek God's purpose for your life and believe with a deep abiding trust in the good news regarding salvation. And this is being said before the Holy Spirit is given. Now, how much more are we able to do this? Oh, hallelujah. The very presence, the righteousness, the love, the mercy, holiness, everything of God lives within us. When Jesus showed up, the kingdom of God showed up in all its power for salvation and life. What you have to do is believe and trust Jesus to enter in. Amen. Luke 16, verse 13. Now, I mean, no servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand devoted by the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. That is, your earthly possessions or anything else you trust in and rely on instead of God. And the other thing, in the ancient days, mammon was a pagan god. So the question to you tonight in the archives, what or who are you trusting in more? God and the kingdom of God, or this world, money and things? Choose God. He is eternal. The world and all in it is temporary and will be burned up. John 2, verse 22. So when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered what he had said, and they believed and trusted in and relied on the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. Hallelujah. Another great 222. Us too, brothers and sisters. How do you think they did that? You think it was this memory? No. It was the comforter the Lord promised. The Holy Spirit reminded them, brought back and said what he said to you when I rise and when I go, when I ascend to heaven. All that will come back, will, the memory of what he said and the saying he brings to us. Praise God. John 3, verse 36. He who believes and trusts in the Son and accepts him as Savior has eternal life. That is, already possesses. But he who does not believe the Son and chooses to reject him, disobeying him, denying him as Savior, will not see eternal life, but instead the wrath of God hangs over him continually. Boy, that's a place you don't want to be. Somewhere in our life, we've all faced it. But praise God, we don't know more. Clearly, as we see these scriptures from the Word of God, that believing and trusting are both to happen, I mean, trusting are both to, a need to happen both in our lives. Amen. Who wants a dark cloud from God over you all the time? But you know, even at that kind of, if, you know, as the word Lord says, it's to bring you to your knees and cry out, I need help. I need a Savior. I can't handle this. All this of this world destroying me. Help me, Lord. You'll come back to your godly senses. You'll come back to your Creator, your loving Father. He'll open your spiritual eyes and ears. As an enemy tries to blind you, he will make a way. John 5, verse 24. Just in one verse, so powerful. I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, the person who hears my word, the one who heeds my message, and believes and trusts in him who sent me, has possessed now eternal life. That means that is who is over you, who guides you, controls you, and brings his kind of life on you. That is, eternal life actually begins. The believer is transformed instantly when you believe and trust in Jesus and does not come into judgment and condemnation. See, when Christ is speaking, he's telling you what's going to happen. But you don't have to face it. I've made a way. You don't have to. So you don't face judgment of condemnation and what else, but has passed over from death into life. That you're alive forever, eternally. The same life that God has he has given us through his Son. It's amazing. Through his Holy Spirit. So not only believe and trust, but you have to believe and trust the one who sent him. And our loving Heavenly Father too. Amen? John 6. John 6, verse 47. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, he who believes in me as Savior, whoever hears to, trusts in, relies on, and has faith in me, already has eternal life. That is, now possess it. So he says it again. When the Lord repeats something over and over many times, he wants people to know. It's very important. These are the words of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. We possess it now. Eternal life. Those who adheres to, trust in, and relies on, and has faith in me, the Lord says. Amen. I was warning about this word here, possess. We mainly know this as a evil spirit or demon possessed someone. But here, what the Holy Spirit wants you to know about this word here. The Holy Spirit, to have as belonging to one, to occupy and control. He lives in us, brothers and sisters, so we can truly believe and trust in Jesus, and there is no room for anything of the devil or our old life. Praise God. Acts 10, verse 43, you have been transformed. All prophets testify about him, that through his name, everyone who believes in him, whoever trusts in and relies on him, accepting him as Savior and Messiah, receives forgiveness of sin. Amen. This is a process. First you believe, and then your life, you trust him and rely on him and not yourself. Believe on him is a one-time thing of salvation. Clarify. And then the other is growing and maturing in Christ. Romans 1, verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith, your trust, your confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness is being proclaimed in all the world. Amen. Let your light so shine. Thank God for all of you now, as you too believe in Jesus and trust him in your life. Amen. Romans 3, verse 22. The righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus Christ for all of those Jew and Gentile who believe and trust in him and acknowledge him as God's Son. There is no distinction. This is for all Jew and Gentile, all people. Amen. Romans 10, verse 11. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him, whoever adheres to, trusts in, and relies on him, will not be disappointed in his expectation, because Christ will meet them all. I promise you that you will not be disappointed. This is from a man, myself, who has believed, trusted, and have lived and walked with Jesus now. You believe now, it was 38 when I first did this, but now it's 2018. 42 years. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1, 7. So that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, which comes from the Holy Spirit. as you eagerly wait with confident trust for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ when he returns. Amen? We are to have confident trust in our Lord Jesus as we wait for his return. Amen? We better. That's for sure. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. God is faithful. He is reliable, trustworthy, ever true to his promise. He can be depended on. Remember that song we just sang earlier, Abide? I depend on you. Amen. And through him, you are all called into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That covers it. This is the God we serve. Believe and trust. Believe and trust in him. Amen. Galatians 2, verse 20. Oh, glory to God. I have been crucified with Christ. You know you identify to be crucified with Christ? That is, in him, I have shared his crucifixion. That you identify who Christ is and what he went through for you and me, and never forget. Always grateful. It is no longer I who live. The old man is dead. Dead and gone. But Christ lives in me. The life I now live, I live in the body. In the body, I live by faith. I pray we do. By adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me and you. Isn't that awesome? Nobody took his life. He gave it. And then he took it back, glory to God. Now, completely trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me and all of you too who believe and completely trust in him, Jesus Christ. Amen? Philippians, I'm going all over the place. Philippians 1, verse 29. For you have been granted the privilege for Christ's sake, not only to believe and confidently trust in him, but also to suffer for his sake. That's part of it, of being a believer too, that we will face what Christ faced, that you'll be mocked, that you'll be scoffed, you'll be abandoned from friends and family. But it's all worth it compared to what God has prepared for us, for those who do this. That as you suffer for Christ, you will join him in his glory too. You know, what's been showing more and more is that it's us, as born-again believers, in this flesh still. That is part about suffering. That is what Jesus was the example of, the life we are to live as born-again believers, like he was, born of the Spirit, filled with the Spirit as a man and God. Now we are children of God, filled with the Spirit, but we still deal with this flesh because we've got to be humble and be a servant, just like Christ was. That's how it's set up by God. It sure is a way to learn respect and be humble. Praise God. With this trust, there will be suffering for those who believe and trust in Jesus. Remember, the Lord said, they hated me, they're going to hate you. They're going to revile you, persecute you. If it's not with prison and weapons or whatever, it can be with words too. This is not a popular word in a fallen world. The God of this world does not want this truth out there, so he tries to come against us when he and the world does this. We have to believe in and trust Jesus to overcome the devil in this world. And the Lord says we already have. You have overcome the world through me. Oh, hallelujah. Let's believe and live like that. Amen? Praise his name. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 3:7. Yeah, another wonderful. I tell you, I've been seeing this word a lot. And seeing this word a lot was relating to the resurrection, redemption day, as we know as the rapture too. Oh, hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus. For this reason, brothers and sisters, during all our distress and suffering, we have been comforted and greatly encouraged about you because of your faith, your unwavering trust in God. Place yourself completely in his loving hand. Oh, hallelujah. That's the best hands there are. And he has the nail scars to prove his love. Can you imagine when we come face to face with the Lord that he has the marks of what he did of love? That is, I don't see how we even stand when we see that. And say, God, Lord, you really did it. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give a hug to him, right? And hold on to him like you never want to let go. Now, we are to have an unwavering trust that is placing ourselves completely in his loving hand. Amen. That's interesting. That is on Thessalonians 3:7. And the page number for these powerful scriptures is page 37, pointing to what is happening as we wait for the Lord to come and what he says about us. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. It's amazing. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful and absolutely trustworthy is he, who? Jesus Christ, who is calling you to himself for your salvation. And he will do it. He will do it. We're not capable. He will fulfill his call. And what is his call? By making you holy, guarding you, watching over you, and protecting you as his own. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what happens to the world. The Lord's going to take care of us. Praise God, he has. He will, and he will forever. We are to trust in him because for such a time as this, our God is trustworthy. The world, the government, religion, people are not. Amen? 2 Thessalonians 1:10. When he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day, that he is glorified through the changed life, those who have accepted him as Savior and have been set apart for his purpose and to be marveled at among all who have believed because our testimony to you was believed and trusted and confirmed in your life. Praise God. That's a beautiful picture of what God wants from us, and that others will come, and they'll be part of this. Hallelujah. By God's word, who will be part of this glorious event and day? Because of our testimony to you was believed and trusted and confirmed in your lives. Praise God. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony of believing and trusting Jesus. Born again by his mighty spirit. 1 Peter 1, verse 8. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not even see him now, you believe and trust in him. And you greatly rejoice and delight with inexpressible and glorious joy. Where does that come from? You think you can work that up in yourself? Mm-mm. It comes from the Holy Spirit. Prove that you're truly a born-again believer. All we who believe and trust in him, you greatly rejoice and delight with inexpressible and glorious joy. This is what the Lord wants us to have for such a time as this. Amen? Glory to God. 1 John 3, verse 23. 1 John 3:23. I'll get to the pages, we'll move. This is his commandment. Not a suggestion, commandment. That we believe with personal faith and confident trust in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. And that we unselfishly love and seek the best for one another just as he commanded us. We better take heed. It's a commandment of the Lord. You don't want to be in a place like Adam and Eve and be disobedient and not listen to his command and take heed to believe in his Son. As believers in Jesus, this is the command now. For this, we live right now. Not the past, but now, each day we live. Amen? The caption of this word, overcoming the world. You want to overcome the world? You want to overcome the fallen one? Hear the mighty word of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. 1 John 5:1, overcoming the world. Everyone who believes with a deep abiding trust in the fact that Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, is born of God. Boom. Key word, believe. Abiding trust. With a deep abiding trust. That is, reborn from above. For the life of God, you are brought to life. You're not the walking dead anymore. You're not a shadow of yourself, shadow, dark shadow of yourself. You're light. You're alive. By the very life and character and nature of God, spiritually transformed. Hallelujah. Renewed and set apart for his purpose. Don't worry about your old body. He's going to take care of that on the day of redemption. The final consequences of old flesh and sin anymore. And you will be given a resurrected and glorified body just like our Savior and fly away because you'll be able to. Oh, hallelujah. And everyone who loves the Father also loves the child born of him, his Son, the Savior, Jesus Christ, personally. Amen. This is what we have to do now. Believe and trust in Jesus more than ever. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Be encouraged, you who are in Christ. Sons and daughters of the Most High. Behold, what kind of love has God given in us that we would be called the sons and daughters of God? Isn't that awesome? A contrast here, by their ways of living or their fruit, you will know them, okay? Contrast. There's only two. 1 John 5:10. The one who believes in the Son of God, who adheres to, trusts in, relies constantly on him as Savior, has a testimony within himself or herself because he can speak authoritatively about Christ from his own personal experience. Your testimony, the Spirit of God moving in your life and heart. Okay, that's born-again believers in Jesus. Now, here's the ones who aren't. The ones who do not believe in God in this way. So how? How does God say we are to believe? In his Son. And know the one who sent him, believe, the Father, the Son, and receive the Spirit, has made him out to be a liar. Oh, you don't want to do that. And why? Because he has not believed in the evidence that God has given regarding his Son. And he has spoken in these last days through his Son, and not just spoken, but has taken action by his words. Very clear. True believers believe and trust in Jesus because they love him and have been born again by the Spirit of God, where that love comes from, poured out abundantly, according to Romans 5:5. Those who do not, he or she, do not believe in the evidence that God has given each of us, each one of us, regarding his Son, Jesus Christ, God have mercy. You don't want to stay there. You don't want to be on a fence on fire from hell. You don't want to be on that road that has smoldering brimstone. So we see and hear this word from the Lord himself, and his written word he has given us. The question to you tonight, and in the archives, do you believe in him and trust in Jesus more than ever? Are you living for Jesus now? What are you doing to obey and serve him now in your life? What do you focus your life on? Yourself and this world, or Jesus and the kingdom? Yes, Lord. With this belief and trust, have you been born again, having a personal relationship with him? I said one question. The Holy Spirit had other ideas. All these questions are important now, that you answer them correctly and wisely for now and for all eternity. Amen. Leave you with these two scriptures. Revelation 25, verse 5. And he who sits on the throne, behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, write, for these words are faithful and true. They are accurate, incorruptible and trustworthy. We are to believe and trust the one who is incorruptible and trustworthy. Amen? You can't name nobody else. You can't name any other being that is that way. You better trust in the one who is able to be to be accurate and trustworthy. Incorruptible, and trustworthy. Revelation 22, verse 14. Blessed, happy, prosperous, to be admired are those who wash their robes in the blood of Christ by believing and trusting him, the righteous, who do command, so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. I pray all listening tonight and in the archive that this is what your life is all about. Believe and trust in Jesus more than ever. Amen forever. Trust in Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, you get excited. You can get excited about Jesus more than anything of this world. Thank you, Lord, what you're saying to us and giving us tonight. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
One of these days we'll all stand in judgment for every single word that we have spoken. One of these days we all stand before the Lord, give reason of everything we've done. And what I've done is trust in Jesus, my great deliverer, my strong defender, the Son of God. I trust in Jesus, blessed Redeemer, my Lord forever, the Holy One.
Holy One. Amen. What it comes down to. What are you gonna do when your time has come and your life is done and there's nothing you can stand on? What will you have to say at the judgment throne? I already know the only thing I can say. I trust in Jesus, my great deliverer, strong defender, a son of God. I trust in Jesus, blessed redeemer, my Lord forever, the Holy One. There's nothing I can do on my own to find forgiveness. It's by His grace alone. I trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Ah, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, glory. I trust in Jesus, my great deliverer, my strong defender, a son of God. I trust in Jesus, seed redeemer, my Lord forever, the Holy One, Holy One. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In this time we live, who do we need? Who do we need more than anyone or anything? Jesus, I need you. We depend upon Him, brothers and sisters. Thank God He's in our lives. If you have any need or anything you're going through, cry out and say, Jesus, I need you. Help me, Lord. Be real with Him. Oh, He'll be real with you with His love. He really will. This is a new praise song that, to me, that I share here, and maybe some of y'all know it already, but it's very powerful. It's called Jesus, I Need You. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beside me, you give me a song, and I, Jesus, I need you. Every moment, I need you. Here now, this great broad heart, sing out your praise forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Beauty for ashes, you find the weak and contrite heart, shoulder it burden. Hallelujah. You carry it into the light. Jesus, I need you. Every moment, I need you. Hear now this great sing out, you praise forever. Jesus, I need you every moment. I need you here now. This grace bought heart, sing out your praise forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory. Remember love. Remember mercy. Christ before me. Christ behind me. Your loving kindness has never failed me. Christ before me. Christ behind me. Remember love. Amen. Remember mercy. Christ before me. Christ behind me. Your loving kindness has never failed me. Christ before me. Christ behind me. Remember love. Remember mercy, Christ before me, Christ behind me. Your loving kindness has never failed me. Christ before me, Christ behind me. Amen. Jesus, I need you. Every moment I need you. Here now this grace-bought heart, sing out your praise forever. And Jesus, I need you. Every moment I need you. Here now this grace-bought heart, sing out your praise forever. Remember love, remember mercy, Christ before me, Christ behind me. Your loving kindness has never failed me. Christ before me, Christ behind me. Amen. That's who he is. Glory to God, our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what kind of place should we be? What should our mind be? As humble servants. And as we focus, that we believe and trust in Jesus, nothing else.
Nothing else.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, glory. This is being real with God. Being real with our Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Hallelujah, his presence is here with me, with you, Sis Erica, Sis Connie, brothers, sisters by phone. He is here. And we understand what it's all about. We know how much We need him. Believe and trust him. Thank you, Lord. Caught up in your presence. Thank you, Lord. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Amen. Oh, I'm not here for blessing. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. More than anything that you can do, I just want you, amen, humble before him. Glory. I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. Open my heart to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open my heart to you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm caught up in your presence. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As I sit here at your feet, I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, hallelujah. It's about him. Oh, I'm not here for blessing. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. More than anything that you can do, I just want you. Hallelujah. Be real now. Sing it. Pray it. I just want you. Hallelujah. Nothing else. Nothing else. Amen. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Amen. Nothing else, amen. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Lord Jesus, nothing else. Hallelujah, nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Jesus, nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Hallelujah. Nothing else. Amen. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Hallelujah. Nothing else. Jesus, nothing else will do on you. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. Amen. Coming back to where it started. Hallelujah. Will do. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. I want to bless your heart, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. We remember now, Lord. Hallelujah. Who you are to us. Thank you, Lord. Caught up in your presence. Oh, hallelujah. I just want to sit here at your feet. Caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, how I'm for blessing. Jesus, you don't own me anything. More than anything that you can do. I just want you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That we long for,
that
we want to be with him, that we want to be at his feet, that we want to be in his presence and see his loving eyes and his wonderful smile. How can anybody not want to be with Jesus? How can they sit there and say, oh, we want to stay here? Why? Our life is in him. Heaven is our home. People should be excited and want to be with the Lord. We just get little bits of it here, but we'll get it all when we come into his presence, in the presence of the Father, and know who he is and who we are in him forever. And you hear his message. He's crying out to the ones he loved and created. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to come to the Lord. And he's saying, are you ready? The only way to be ready is in him. Because he is coming. As a true believer, you should be sensing it in your heart. I would say all of us are tired and weary of this world. And we're ready to go when the Lord says so. But at the same time, why he hasn't come? Because his love, for all his love, for all his ones he's created, that he would have none perish but come to eternal life. So that's why we're still here. But we can be excited, just like the Lord is excited for us to be with him. But the question is, are you ready? Hallelujah. As the Lord is speaking through his word, and he's speaking through song in the hearts of his people, I pray people are taking heed here tonight or in the archives. If you don't know Jesus personally, this is the time. This is the place. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hear what the Lord is saying. It's real. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Awake, awake, sleeping giant. Oh,
realize it's time to rise and shine. Awake, awake, sleeping giant. Oh, yeah. It's time. Drive home, come alive. Amen. Amen. Revive, revive. The breath of life. Higher. Power. Power. Amen. Revive, revive. His voice be wide, ready for the final hour, hour, hour. Amen. Glory. When you hear the trumpet sound and the four winds blow, we will be the ones found looking up, ready to go. In the twinkling of an eye, we'll be raised high. Every heart beating in time with an all-night. Amen. Awake, awake, sleeping giant. Oh, open your eyes. It's time to rise and shine. Awake, awake, sleeping giant. Open up your eyes. It's time, my bones come alive. Sleep, holy is the Lord. The word is to come. Oh, holy. Holy, holy is the one who was and is to come. Oh, holy, holy, holy. When you hear the trumpet sound and the four winds blow, you will be the one found looking up, ready to go. In the twinkling of an eye, we'll be raised high. Every heart beating in time will now be glorified. Hallelujah. Wake, awake, sleeping giant. Rise, it's time to rise and shine. Amen. Awake, awake, sleeping giant. Open your eyes. It's time. Try bones come alive. Amen. Wake, awake, sleeping giant. It's time to rise and shine. Amen. Awake, awake, open your eyes. Dry bones come alive. Amen. Hear the heartbeat. Lord of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The words of the Lord is speaking to us. In word, revelation, and song tonight. Glory to God. Exciting times we live. Praise his name forever. Glory to God. All right. Get to the prayer request. We have one from Sis, Jeanette. Very important that we pray for her daughter Shannon and her grandson Logan. There's a judge change in the case. We're praying that the blessing in favor of God and the ruling that other judge made is the same for protection of Logan, that Shannon has custody and what's it called? Help me, Lord. Well, it's watched over visitation that, you know, if his father that, you know, been proof of God of mercy abusing, you know, him, that it is, you know, watched over. I can't think of the other word right now, but that is watched over when he visits and that he has nothing about keeping this boy with him. We pray in the name of Jesus, as sisters ask us. Hallelujah, that it stays the same, really. Amen? Hallelujah. We thank God again for what he's done with Tim. It's amazing. We continue to pray for Brother Andrew's brother, Chris, and that he's his brother-in-law, Chris, for healing. I asked for my pastor, Pastor Vic, for his eye. He's having a rough time with his eye. They need to be healed and strengthened in the name of Jesus. Amen. And pray for Brenda, for her knees and her eyes to be strengthened. Thank you. Supervised visitation. Thank you, Connie. Praise God. Yeah, supervised visit. I couldn't get it out. I heard it earlier, but I just thank you. Sometimes that's why we need each other. So praise God. That's the pray for me. We have an opportunity to minister to men that are recovering and that are coming out of addictions and coming to Jesus, and that we're going to have a place for them to stay for a few days until they get on their feet and be able to share with them and encourage them and bring the word and devotion and try to guide them. I mean, guide them with the help of the Holy Spirit. And the pastors asked me to be part of this. One of the neat things is if we go Monday, we get to meet the guy who raised the red heifers. He's going to be there at that church because brothers and sisters, they came out of this area. It's unbelievable. I mean, we're hooked up with something that is a, you know, to bring what it says in the Word of God to come. It's amazing. And not, you know, part of the, you know, of course, the third temple and all is an abomination because, you know, the true sacrifice of the Lord has come. But it's amazing what God did to make this happen. Because you got to know that by the word that these heifers had to be, you know, perfect without no blemishes or spots like how Christ makes us. In the time, if it had been regular time, they would have been tagged. Well, they're not supposed to be tagged. They're not supposed to be branded. And in the time of the pandemic, the people of the government or farm people of the government or whatever, they couldn't get out. They didn't have enough people. So these heifers were raised so they could be the ones that have to be accepted. And, you know, there hadn't been no red heifers prepared for the temple since the last time. It's amazing what God is doing. It's amazing. Praise God. So anyway, I asked for that too. Anybody else any prayer requests tonight? That we was praying for Sis Connie too, for her son, and I think she said take the word daily. Praise God. And that he is. And we continue to pray for Kevin and Don for guidance and wisdom and God being involved in everything that's coming together that needs to be taken care of after their wreck they had, and God protected them, but trying to get through all the insurance stuff is another thing. Hallelujah. Pray for all the people that are facing, you know, not just hurricane, but flooding, you know, earthquake, all kinds of stuff happening. It's all because the Lord's trying to get people's attention. And all these things are coming about because creation is groaning. It's fed up with sin. It's fed up with sinful man. Now it's groaning out. You know, it says in Romans that it starts groaning out because it wants to see us reveal totally who we are in Christ. The sons and daughters of God revealed. Hallelujah. Let tell you, that's another Jesus coming moment of what the world's doing and what it's going through and everywhere it's happening of having floods in the desert, fire in the tropics, tremendous drought, tremendous volcano, tremendous swarms and like birth pains of earthquakes everywhere. It's unbelievable when you see some of the stuff, and I haven't been watching as much because it just blows you away. And it shows you how quickly everything can be gone in an instant. And the only thing you have is the Word, Jesus, the living Word. And that's what matters because that's eternal. If we've learned tonight what the Lord has said, you're precious, you're special, you're beloved, you're his church and bride, you're the sons and daughters of God, you're ambassadors for Christ. He's making it clear this is not your home. Don't be caught up in it, but look to him and look to his coming, because we'll be going home soon, be in the presence of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. And that we can sustain and live this life we still have here because he's with us. Praise God. All right, well, praise God. We'll go to the Lord in prayer as we finish up tonight. And we thank the Lord. Father, we honor and praise you tonight. Lord, we're learning more and more about us, what it means to believe and trust you. And that as we walk with the Lord, we know, what walk with you, Lord, we know. Father, we know. We have to believe and trust you. We have to depend upon you. We have to be guided by the Holy Spirit, because if we ever get in this old flesh, we just mess up. But you still love us. Because you know who we are. But you know what you've done in our lives too. And that we're not the same people no more. We are Christ-like by our faith in you, Lord Jesus. And by the mighty Holy Spirit who brought us to life. I pray that we live as you've called us. What you have planned for us and direct us. I pray we take heed what you said in the word of Revelation tonight. I pray we take heed to the song and the messages that you want us to hear tonight. Lord God, I pray for all the ones that are facing all these things that are happening in the world, that this would draw them to you and know that you're the only answer for them, because everything else here can be temporal and gone in an instant. Lord, we pray still for wisdom and guidance for Brother Kevin and Don. Bless them, strengthen them. And Lord, give them guidance of where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do. Lord, we continue to pray for Brother Andrew and his family. We miss him tonight. And we pray for his brother-in-law, Chris, in amazing what you're doing there with his back. From a back that I believe he said was broken, and that you're healing him. Glory to God. Lord God, we pray for Pastor Victor. As you open blind eyes, I pray you would open his eyes and give him strength in his eyes to be strong, to be able to share the word that he wants to so much, Lord. Lord God, I pray for Brenda too, for her knees, and to strengthen her eyes, and that she wants to serve you, Lord, and she wants to walk and use her hands and feet to be yours here in this world, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray if you give me guidance and wisdom about the ministry for men that will be checking out Monday night, Lord willing, and to see what's going on and see what we're going to put together, and that we understand what church is really supposed to be about. Community, be part of it. Be a light shining in a city or area we're in that people need Jesus. And to see the love of Jesus through us. Lord God, we pray for Sis Jeanette and for her husband David. We pray for birthday blessings. We pray they're having a great night, and that she'll get some rest after the large dinner she's cooking. I'm sure she's excited about doing it, though. And Lord, we pray for Shannon, her daughter, and for her grandson, Logan. Watch over and protect them, Lord. I pray this man that she used to be with, that his life would be changed as you see God moving in Shannon and Logan's life, and that he needs you. And we pray that this ruling stays the same, even if the judge changes, that it'll be one that there will be a supervised visitation and she has custody. And this, and she's your daughter, and her son and Sister Ned's grandson is your son. Watch over and protect him, I pray, Father. I believe you will. We thank you for everything, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. We thank you we come together in the name of Jesus and be at peace and be comforted by you and just sit at your feet. Hear what you're saying to us. And how much this relationship is really real. Glory to God for such a time as we live that we've been raised. I pray we serve you well, Lord. I pray we be who you want us to be. And as we grow and mature, and we give you all the glory and praise, and all of God's people said, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Another wonderful night. I thank God for each one of you. I pray the Lord will watch over you, that he'll bless you, and that his face is shining upon you, that you see his loving eyes, that you see his great smile and his loving arms wrapping around you, and that you have peace and comfort. You have hope. You have joy. And you can sleep well at night because God loves you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. And I thank God for each one of you that you have heard our testimony. You've heard God's word, and you believe and trust him. Through all that we've gone through, everything down this road, what's been thrown at us from men and the devil, we know the truth. It's all about Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your Son. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. We give you all glory and praise. Thank God for each one of you, and I hope y'all have a great rest of the night and weekend. And we give all glory to Jesus, our soon coming King and Savior, and say shalom and good night. Bless each one. Shalom, good night. We love you in Christ. You are blessed of the Lord. Praise God.